O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. This is a bhajan of Sanchi's Mere Data Ji on page 187. And the video, and the bhajan is actually, will be a video with some scenes, shots of the 1980 tour, Western tour. But first I will read the translation. O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea. I make this request. Listen to my prayers. Listen to my prayers. May I not forget you ever. Take me to the shore, O giver. Take me to the shore. This honorless soul does not listen to the bani. She does not listen to the bani. She has become hopeless. Excuse me. She has become homeless. She is in your shelter, O giver. She is in your shelter. The negative power has laid the traps. He has laid the traps. The heart is terrified. Without you, who can remove the pain? O giver, without you, who can remove the pain? Becoming gracious, listen to my condition, Kripalji. Give me the treasure of Nam and make me rich. Servant Ajay prays, O giver. Servant Ajay prays. O my giver, listen to my plea. After hearing, accept my plea.
Mere Data Ji suno benti. Mere Data Ji suno benti. Karo man jor sun ke benti. Karo man jor sun ke benti. Arj gujara sun lo pukara. Sun lo pukara. Kadi na visara. Arj gujara. Sun lo pukara, sun lo pukara, kadi na visara, lavo par kinare, tata lavo par kinare. Mere Data Ji suno benti. Mere Data Ji suno benti. Karo man jor sun ke benti. Karo man jor sun ke benti atmani mani sun dina bani sun dina bani hoi hai nitani atmani mani sun dina bani sun dina bani hoi hai nitani ho gaye tere sahare data ho gaye tere sahare mere data ji mere Data Ji suno benti karo man jor sun ke benti karo man jor sun ke benti kal pawarne जाल विचाए दिल घबराए काल पावरने जाल विचाए जाल विचाए दिल घबराए तेरे बिन दुख कान तारे दाता तेरे बिन दुख कान तारे मेरे दाता जी सुनो बेनती मेरे दाता जी सुनो बेनती करो मन जोर सुन के बेनती करो मन जोर सुन के बेनती होई के दयाल हाल सुनो कृपाल जी नाम देखा जाने देवो करो मालो माल जी होई के दयाल हाल सुनो कृपाल जी नाम देखा जाने देवो करो मालो माल जी दास अजब पुकारे दाता दास अजब पुकारे मेरे दाता जी सुनो बेनती मेरे दाता जी सुनो बेनती करो मन जोर सुन के बेनती करो मन जोर सुन के बेनती
The negative power has laid the traps. He has laid the traps, and the heart is terrified. Without you, who can remove the pain, O giver? Without you, who can remove the pain? Becoming gracious, listen to my condition, Kirpalji. Give me the treasure of Nam and make me rich. Servant Ajayab prays, O giver, servant Ajayab prays. O my giver, listen to my plea after hearing. Accept my plea. Excuse me. So the first reading is a quote from Sanchi. And Sanchi is a very brief quote that I would like to read. And Sanchi says, "The highest and purest teachings and the message that the masters bring for the soul are well understood and well followed as long as the masters are living in this world. But when they go back to origin from where they come, when they leave this physical world, after that, we, the worldly people, for our own interests, we distort the teachings of the masters. We confine the teachings and message of the masters only to a small group, a small place. And we give the teaching of the master a kind of form of a religion. The teachings and the messages of the master are for the entire world. But we, the worldly people, for our own interests, confine the teachings of the master to a small number of people or to a small place. What more injustice can we do to such great masters who have come for the benefit of the whole world?" And the next reading is from the book, The Coming Spiritual Revolution. And I'm starting and taking an excerpt from Master's talk, The Gift of the Living Master. And Master Kripal starts by saying, who can rise above body consciousness? Yogis have sometimes taken hundreds of years to rise above body consciousness. You people can have it in no time. That is the gift of the Master. He is a man like you. He never says, I am God. He says, he is God. He is conscious of that. He does it, not I do it. We can only explain the Master by bringing him down to our own level, you see. Once he gives any man any gift, once he gives this gift of Nam, nobody is able to snatch that away from him. Even Kaal has no power to snatch him. They say that when a soul is taken by the Master beyond the three planes into the fourth one, then Kaal and Maya begin to beat their breasts and say, oh, one man is gone. He won't let you go, you see. As I told you, mind is a very cunning friend. He is your friend, but he never lets you out. It is just like sheep who are locked in a pen so that they can't run out of it. The owner is all at peace. If the door is open, then he is very cautious so that some sheep won't run away. If one goes out because the door is open, then he sends a man to catch it to bring it back. You see? So mind that, as I told you, the negative power or call will never let you go out of this pale. His power extends up to the three planes. If anyone goes further up with the grace of the Master, he says, oh, my Lord, one man is gone after all. Are you not fortunate? So my point is, what is the Master? What is his work? His work is to take you out of the body, liberate you from the mind, outgoing faculties and intellect by self-analysis, and open your inner eye to see the light of God. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. As president of the World Fellowship of Religions, I contacted many religious heads. There were one or two who, by hypnotism or radiation, could affect others. I have only seen very few yogis who have risen above body consciousness. When I was in the Himalayas in 1948, I found only one man. He has passed away since, at the age of about 115 years, Raghucharya. His photo is in the book. So my point is, you see, that you will rarely find someone speaking about that. Do you hear such like things from any other master? They say, think of God, you will be absorbed in him. How? The soul can be absorbed only by knowing oneself, not at the level of feelings or drawing inferences, but really by self-analysis, by rising above body consciousness. He drags you up with a little attention. That costs you nothing. In him, that perennial source is working. He is word made flesh. You know how fortunate you are. So what should we do? He is the one who helps you here, takes you above body consciousness, passes you through the straight gate and narrow way. He leads you through life and gives you life eternal. And when you go beyond, he goes along with you. He never leaves you alone until he absorbs you in the Father, into Sat Nam, who takes you to the wordless state, which is inconceivable. So when he meets somebody, what does he do? He takes you out of the depths of the poison of the outgoing faculties in which you are drowned. He drags you up out of that. And he tells you, know thyself. You are not the body. Then you come in contact with God, who is controlling you in the body. He sees to it. When the Lord of Reckoning sees that you are under the control of such a power, what will he do? Dharam Rai is called the Lord of Reckoning. He gives results according to as you sow, so shall you reap. When you come under the care of such a master, you see, your file with the negative power is transferred to the master. So it is not the providence of the Lord of Reckoning to deal with your case. Mind that. These things might be given to you, but they are not new things. They are given in the scriptures. So this is what he says. And he makes you hear that sound principle within you, makes you open the inner eye to see the light of God. He not only gives about the physical plane, but he refers to the five planes, all five planes. Muslim masters said the same thing. When you draw your attention from the six chakras below and rise into the seventh, he gives you contact with the sound coming from heaven. And the name of God is given, you see, as he who is manifested in the five sounds, Panch Shabdi. So he is a master. He has a form like you. And people don't recognize him. One of the disciples of Christ did not recognize him. He became the cause of his being put on the cross. So people do see masters, you see, but they do not see him as he is. Who can see him? Who can know him? He whom he wants to know. We can know him only. We can know him only as much as he manifests himself to us. Our master used to give an example of that. When you read in the primary class, the teacher gives you, out of the knowledge he has attained, only that which is at the level of the primary class. When you reach the middle class, he gives you knowledge according to that level. And when you reach college, then he gives you knowledge according to that level. So you know him as you come across him. I may tell you my own case. When I was a child, about 5 or 6 years old, I saw a man giving a very vehement talk. I looked into his mouth. Where is all this talk coming from? I was wondering where it was from. So it is a matter of levels, you see. You know your master only up to the level which he has revealed himself to you. If you know him, you are a master. To know a master is to become a master. You see all these things, these little things I have put before you. What is the master's work like on the human level? He does not say, I am come. He may say, I am sent by God. He meets you from the level of man. He has got a human touch. So masters do come from time to time. The world is never without them. Those who are yearning for God alone can be brought in contact with him by God. Because the God within us knows the very trend of our mind, where we are being led away. So we must repose everything in him, surrender ourselves to him, and then it is for him to see. But very rarely can we surrender to him. There are many people who can give him their physical possessions, very few who can dedicate their physical body, their life to him. But fewer still there are who can surrender their mind to him. It is rare. So we have to learn to surrender ourselves step by step. If one coming to him surrenders everything and becomes like that, then, as you think, so you become. No attention is left for the other things outside, for anything except his own self or him. So that is why he says, whatever gift is given by a master, nobody else can give it. He gives God as a gift to you. You see, it does not mean he is above God, but he is the manifested God and man who can give you contact with God. It is said somewhere that if God and the one in whom God is manifest are both standing beside you, to whom will you pay obeisance? To God or the God and man, manifested God? They say, first pay obeisance to the God manifested in the human body, then God. Because if the one in whom God is manifested did not meet us, how could we have known God? This is only comparative, you see. It is a matter of gratefulness, of gratitude. God-man cannot be more than God. God is God. The sun is the sun. A ray of the sun is a ray of the sun. The whole world came out of one ray, one word of his. Nobody can know all this or take it for granted, he knows. That cannot be expressed in words. But even if he does know that work of the one ray, then God is all rays. All rays are coming from him. How can he know exactly what God is? You follow my point? So masters tell us, Kabir says, Guru Nanak says so, that there is nobody else who can give you such a gift as a master gives you. Master is one, you know. He is word made flesh. The human pole never says, I am the doer. He says, he is the doer. Because he is the conscious co-worker of that power working through him. One night, about 9 or 10 o'clock, I was sitting with my master. Dr. Julian Johnson was there also. If you leave the masters to their own selves, they reveal many things to you. If we ask him, he gives reply only as much as that aspect you want. But if you leave it to him, sometimes he will refer to it of his own self, who is who he is, what he is, what he is here for. So he mentioned that night, well, we are sent by God for a certain mission. And when we come, we bring our own staff with us to work. And when our work is over in one place, we are sent to another place. So they are such like masters. It is a great blessing to have a living master. And what is the criterion of that? He who can give you at least a lift from the body, open your inner eye to see the light of God, and open your inner ear to hear the sound. That is some capital to start with. When this is given, you just enter the second birth, and you go to the door of death, and beyond that. Who can give gifts like that? And even that is very elementary. He is someone, you see, who can not only put us on the way, but can also guide us further. Those are the criteria. He does not look at who you are, what label you are carrying. He only sees that you are a man. God resides in you, controlling you in the body, just as he controls the entire universe. If you would like to find him, then as I just quoted, Prophet Muhammad said, God says, I am so great that no universes high or low can contain me, but I reside in the heart of a moment, of a gurumukh, of a godman. Who can reveal him, you see? It is he who sent us to the world, is it not? We were sent down. Someday we were in the lap of God. So then we feel, you see, after all, we are his children. When we feel very unhappy, he sees his child is crying, in great trouble, in great agony. Then he takes the robe of a human body, comes over here, and he takes us back home. Come, child, have your eternal life, which is permanent peace and joy and bliss. Why do you continue here in such misery? So you will find that God which the Masters give us contact with, that resides where? In the human body, in each of us. God does not reside in temples made by human hands. He resides in the temples that he has made in the womb of the mother. The body is the true temple of God. Those whose eyes are awakened, they see the human body as the temple of God. The symbols of the God into expression power, light and sound, are kept in models of the human body, dome or head shaped as Hindu temples, forehead shaped as mosques, etc. They were put there only for the beginners to know that such like light is within you and such like sound is reverberating within you. So all are alike. There is no high, there is no low. And where that which is symbolized in the models is manifest, that is the highest. And that you are. It is a great good fortune that you have got the human body, you see. And your fortune is still greater if you have met somebody who has given you a contact within you. That should be developed from day to day, every day, especially when you rise. That is why when masters come, they say that the nectar of eternal life is within you, and it can be had when you sit at the feet of a master. In whatever social body you have joined only for the purpose of knowing God, of coming in contact with God, who is controlling you in the body and controlling the whole universe. And by coming in contact with that, you have been given and you have everlasting life. Just attain that thing while living in any social body. You have joined these different schools of thought for what purpose? To know God. And that will only be when you, while living in your temples, your social bodies, rise above to the level which they set before you. There is God. All humans are alike with the same privileges from God, no high, no low. Like a class in which men of different denominations, having their own labels, are all reading together. So all humanity is wearing different labels, customs, everything, but they are studying in a class. With whom? With a master. And if they want to reach God, he has got no separate label to carry, and he does not touch your outer label. They come to fulfill, not to destroy. So this is the teaching of a master, what a master is. Can you dream of his greatness? In the beginning, when I went to my master, people asked me, how great is he? I simply told them, I don't know how great he is, but I know he is far above me, what I want to know. You see, in the beginning, we can penetrate the depth. You see, in the beginning, who can penetrate the depths of a great man? Only that much which he reveals to us of it. Some people confuse him with false prophets who appear sometimes. When I went to Italy, there had been some yogi teaching over there. Two men came up to me and were talking against him very much. All yogis are alike. We don't want to hear you. This and that thing. They were going by the experience they had. My point is, you see, all are not alike. All are not wearing the skins of lions, but there are some who are truly lion-hearted. When you come to a lion's feet, then you are not to fear any other animal in the jungle. So those are fortunate who are led to the feet of a master. That is why it is said, it is a great blessing to have a living master. How great it is. So the first thing that the master gives is, he tells you that the factory of your human body is being run by you. You have great different departments of the body, just as a factory has. These departments are sight, hearing, touch, smell, and taste. The outer expression of your soul is called attention. If you want to close any department of the factory, you will take off the connection which is connected with that department. Then it will close down. It won't work. If you want the whole factory to be stopped, then you shut off the main switch. Similarly, it is you who enliven all the departments of your body. The master shows you how to withdraw your attention, how to disconnect your connection with the different departments. There are 10 departments, 5 gross and 5 subtle. Sight working through eyes, hearing working through ears, smell working through nose, taste working through tongue, touch working through skin. He is one who can give you a demonstration of how to rise above them all and stay there. When you know I am the one who is working all these departments, you will work through them at your will and pleasure, and you will not be dragged by them. Now you are dragged. Outward enjoyments drag our outgoing faculties like anything. Outgoing faculties drag the mind, and the mind is dragging the intellect. The poor soul is dragged the most, although all these take strength from the soul. So the first thing is, he raises you out of your body by self-analysis. Somebody asked this morning what self-analysis means. It is not knowing oneself at the level of feelings or drawing inferences. It is just to give you a boost up so that you come to the place from where you enliven all these departments. When you reach that, you will find the water of life trickling down. The nectar is there. When you have that bliss, what happens? You won't like to leave that nectar. Then you will be able to work on the level or through whichever department you want to work. You won't be dragged. That is the difference between one who is realized and one who is not yet, who has been put on the way. You see, each man has his own attraction. Each man is attracted to his own real source. Soul is of the same essence as that of God. When it is free from everything outside, then naturally it would like to go to God. The flame of a burning candle always goes up because the sun is the source of light in this world. Soul is the light of God, you see. If we are withdrawn from all outside, naturally soul will go to God. It is but natural. No matter how hard you throw a clod of earth into the sky, no matter how far, it will come back to the earth, which is its source. So when you are divested of all these outgoing faculties, then naturally you will see God. If you come up there, everybody wants to go back to his own source. You see? This is what the master first gives. He makes you reborn. He makes you twice born. That you have only by rising above body consciousness, just as at the time of death you leave the body. This is what he gives. From there on, naturally, soul wants to go up. The master helps you here and also in the beyond. Earthly teachers cannot take you to the beyond. They cannot even speak about the beyond, let alone take you there. He says, seek the feet of some master who can help you here and who is also competent to help you when you leave the body. Worldly friends and relations leave you when their purpose is served, some in poverty, some in difficulty, some in sickness. But even those who are very true to you, they will also have to leave you. You are in agony. Nobody can help you. Those who love you can only say, Oh God, help this man. And the master helps you there by teaching you how to rise above the body consciousness, by teaching you how to die so that you may begin to live. He gives you a demonstration of that at the very outset. If you rise daily, then where is the fear at the end? I die daily, as St. Paul said, take cross daily. This is the cross. And Kremaster Kripal points to the body and go up. So this is what masters do at the very outset. They also guide you in the astral plane and higher planes too. He never leaves you to the end of the world, which continues up to the supercausal and pure spiritual planes. Our destination is very far off, and we are groveling on the earth in the physical body. Guru Nanak prayed at one place, O God, you live in the beyond above all, and I am groveling on the earth. He prays, O God, how can I reach you? I don't know which way leads to you. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. I don't know which way it is. Many people do penance, practice meditation, and they don't find any way out. He wonders how to go up. And then when he falls, he cannot find any way. He prays, O God, or O Saint, you are going to God daily. Will you kindly relate to him my state of affairs? I am crying for him. Tears are rolling down my cheeks. I want to come to you, but I do not know which way leads to you. I am in the dark. Will you please help me? And I will stop there and go to our tape this morning. Now, tape this morning is, looks like it's a August 29th, 1995. It's a greeting like a brave warrior. And then it goes into the begin this last satsang on September 2nd, 1995, Churning the Water.
ਬਚਪਨੇ ਤੋਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਰੂਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਦੀ ਯਾਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਦੀ ਤੜਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਿਤਾਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਕੈਸੀਆਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜੀਵਤ ਮਹਾਂਪੁਰਸ਼ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਜੀਵਤ ਮਹਾਂਪੁਰਸ਼ ਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਮੰਨਿਆ ਔਰ ਕਮਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਲਿਆਂਦਾ
ਸਿੰਸ ਮਾਈ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੁੱਡ ਵੈਨਐਵਰ ਦੀ ਅਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀਜ਼ ਕੇਮ I have always been spending time in the search and the yearning and remembrance of that Almighty Lord. I always used to think that what kind of souls they were who got the opportunity to be in the presence of the perfect masters. How were they or what kind of souls they were who were able to spend the time and do what the masters told them to do in their life.
ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰੀ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਹੁਣ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਕਰਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਆਸ਼ਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਮਕਸਦ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਇੱਥੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਹੋਏ ਹਾਂ ਉਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਧਿਆਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਹੈ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਹੋਟਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੜਦਾ ਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜੋ ਪਿਆਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹੇ ਦਿਲ ਨਾਲ ਉਹੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਵਾਂਟਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ
whatever I have done in my life whatever way of devotion I have done in my life I have come here only to tell you about that and only to make you do the same devotion which I have done I have not come here to take you to the hotels and go outside I have come here to take you to the home of our beloved Lord Kripal The love which I have received from him, I have come here to share that with you. So I hope that all of you will remember that why we have come here and what is the purpose of our being here. And you will always devote your time for that purpose.
Maharaj ji kehnde hunde si padhya padha sakda hai ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨ ਹੀ ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨੀ ਸਿਖਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਭਗਤੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਰੀ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਭਗਤੀ ਮਾਰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਰਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
Master Kripal used to say that only a learned person can teach you, only a wrestler can make you a wrestler. In the same way, he who has done the path of the devotion, he who has done the devotion can make you do the devotion.
ਇਹ ਕਰਨੀ ਦਾ ਮਜਬੂਨ ਹੈ, ਗੱਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਜਬੂਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਗੱਲੀ ਕਿਹਨੇ ਨਾ ਪਾਇਆ, ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਲੰਮਾ ਚੌੜਾ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਭਾਸ਼ਣ ਦੇ ਲਓ। ਔਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਐਤਵਾਰ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਦੇ ਦਿਓ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਗੁਜਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਹਿ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਭਾਸ਼ਣ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਏਗੀ। ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਭਾਸ਼ਣ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਮੈਟਰ ਆਫ ਡੂਇੰਗ, ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਦ ਮੈਟਰ ਆਫ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ। ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਯੂ ਟਾਕ, ਐਂਡ ਈਵਨ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਕਨਵਿੰਸਡ ਬਾਈ ਐਨੀਵਨਸ ਟਾਕ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ, ਬਟ ਇਫ ਇਨ ਫੈਕਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਵਨ ਵਿਦ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ, ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਬੀ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਯੂ ਐਨੀ ਪੀਸ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸੈਡ that up until now no one has realized God just by talking about him. Only by doing the practices, only by doing the meditation can one realize him. So unless we practice what we have heard or what we talk about, we cannot go within, we cannot realize the peace.
Je koi journal e kahe ke mere samne agar virodhi fauja na ho to main us mulk de utte fateh pa sakda hain, ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ? ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਜਰਨੈਲ ਦੀ ਬਹਾਦਰੀ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਹੈ, ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਇਸਨੇ ਫੌਜਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ? ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਕਾਲ ਦੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਕਤੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਤਾਕਤਾਂ ਹਨ, ਇਹ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੜੀਆਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਹਨ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਆਤਮਾ ਕਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਕੁ ਬਹਾਦਰ ਹਨ, ਕੀ ਇਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣਾ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗਿਣਤੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਚੁਣ ਲੈਂਦਾ, ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਰ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਭੇਜਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਧੁੰਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੈਸ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਲੈਸ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਪਿੱਛੋਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੀ ਤਾਕਤ ਦੀ, ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਨਹੀਂ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖੋ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਰਨਲ ਉਹ ਅੱਗੇ ਫਰੰਟ ਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਲੜਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਕੁਮਕ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦਾ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੁਕਮ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਜਰਨਲ ਦੀ ਪਿੱਠ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਰਾਜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਉਸਦੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਤਾਕਤ ਭੇਜਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਤਾਕਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਖੜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਸਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜਿਆ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਦੂਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਨਾਮ ਦੇਣ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਮੀਟ ਖਾਧਾ ਗਿਆ, ਜਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਅਯੋਗ ਦਿਸ਼ਾ ਤੋਂ ਕੰਮ ਲਿਆ। ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਨਿਕਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਦਾਨੇ ਜੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ, ਮੈਦਾਨੇ ਜੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੂਰਮਾ ਆ ਕੇ ਜਾਂ ਮਰਨ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਮਾਰਨ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ, ਪਿੱਛੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਟਦਾ ਗਾ। ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਮੈਦਾਨ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ? ਇਹ ਤੀਸਰਾ ਤਿਲ ਹੈ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਮੈਦਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਫਤਿਹ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਨਿਕਲੇ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਕੰਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਤਾਕਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਹੇ ਲੱਗੀਏ। ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਤਾਕਤਾਂ ਜਿੰਨੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਹਨ, ਕਾਮ ਹੈ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਹੈ, ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨੀਚੇ ਖਿੱਚਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੇੜੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਭਾਰੇ ਪੱਥਰ ਬੰਨ ਦਈਏ, ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਾਣੀ 'ਤੇ ਤੈਰ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ? ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਵਜਨਦਾਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਥ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਪਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਚੜ੍ਹਨ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਗੇ। ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਚੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਉੱਪਰ ਨੂੰ ਹੈ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਵਿਰੋਧੀ ਤਾਕਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਨੀਚੇ ਨੂੰ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ।
If the general of the army boasts of his bravery and says that I can win this war only if the opposite forces are not there, you can very well imagine that what kind of general or what kind of bravery he has. If he has set out in the front to do the war, then he has to face the opposite forces. In the same way, when we have set out ourselves in this battlefield, when we have come here, all the forces of the negative power, in fact, all the forces of the negative power are created by God Almighty Himself. As He has chosen us for this battle, He has chosen us for being the satsangis, He has given us the Naam initiation, He wants to test us. He wants to see that how much brave we are and how much we understand him. So when we are here in the battlefield, we should not behave like that general who says that there should be no opposite forces. In fact, here we should be prepared to face any opposite force of the negative power which may come in our way, and we should know that we are not all alone in this battle. When we have come to the Master, he has armed us with the weapons of the Shabad Naam. Not only has he armed us, but he is always behind our back. He is always there to supply us with whatever things we may need. You know that when the war happens, the general is always backed by the king. Whatever he may need, he is always getting that. In the same way, when we are here in this battlefield fighting with our mind and fighting with the forces of the negative power, we also have the Master on our back. And whatever things we may need, he is always there. Without our asking, he is always giving us all the things. But once we are here, we should always remember that those who go in the battlefield, they know either to kill or to die. They cannot say that once they are in the battlefield, they cannot be like the coward. So when we are here, we should not say that, Master, I drank the wine, or I committed the adultery, or I did this thing wrong, or I did that thing wrong. You should know that all these negative forces, if you let yourselves sway away in their stream, they are definitely going to take you downwards because they cannot take you upwards. But if you are keeping your attention towards the Master, he will take your soul up. If you are still involved in the worldly things, if you are involved in the pleasures and all the adulteries and all the bad things which we should not be indulging in, then we are going downwards. It is like we are putting all these stones tied in the chains, and we are putting that chain in our neck. So when we are here, when we have taken refuge at the feet of the Master, we should not get ourselves swayed away in all these negative forces. In fact, we should always stand against them. We should always fight them. Always realize that the Master is with us and we are always getting his help. And if we are here with the strong determination, then definitely we are going to win this battle. The most important things which we need in this battle is the love for the Master, faith in him, and the yearning always for his love. If you do not have these things, we cannot become successful in this path. So it is very important that just as we have come in this battlefield to fight with the mind and the forces of the negative power, we should have complete love for the Master, we should have enough faith in the Master, and we should, like a brave warrior, always go on fighting with the mind.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਕੁਛ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਡਿਊਟੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਰਤਾਂ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਪੈਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਤਾਲੀ ਦੋ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਵੱਜਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਪਦੀ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਤੋਂ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਪਿਛਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਟਦਾ ਗਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸੇਵਕ ਆਪਣੀ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਭੁਗਤਾਉਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਆਸ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲਾਪਰਵਾਹੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਹੈਵ ਸਰਟਨ ਡਿਊਟੀਜ਼ ਟੂ ਪਰਫਾਰਮ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰੈਡੀ ਦੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਪਰਫਾਰਮ ਹਿਸ ਪਾਰਟ। ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਟੇਕਸ ਟੂ ਟੂ ਕੰਪਲੀਟ ਅ ਜੋਬ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ, ਇਫ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਇਜ਼ ਪਰਫਾਰਮਿੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਡਿਊਟੀ, ਦ ਵਰਕ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਡਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਹਿਸ ਪਾਰਟ। ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਡਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਪਾਰਟ, ਬਟ ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਲੇਜ਼ੀ ਇਨ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਪਾਰਟ।
ਉਹ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਮਿਸਾਲ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਪੇ ਲੈ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਲਾਦਵੀ ਦੇ, ਲਦੇਨਾਦਵੀ ਦੇ, ਔਰ ਲਦਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਵੀ ਸਮਾਨ ਦੇ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਲਾਪਰਵਾਹੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਧੋਖਾ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ think and they say that the Master will himself liberate us. He used to say that this is the story of that person who demands not only the goods but also the cart to load that good and also the passage. So we should not be like that. It is the weakness of our mind. Our mind is convincing us for not doing our part.
ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਉਹੀ ਬੱਚਾ ਲੈ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਦੇ ਧਿਆਨ ਆਪਣੀ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਵਜਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਬਕ ਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਲ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਦਾ ਕਿਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੱਚਾ ਮੰਨਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉੱਥੇ ਨਸ਼ੇ ਵਰਤਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਭੈੜੀ ਖੋਟੀ ਆਦਤ ਬਣਾ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸਬਕ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਯਾਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਪਿਆਰੇ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਪਾਸ ਹੋਣ ਦੀ ਆਸ ਰੱਖ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਅਧਿਆਪਕ ਦੀ ਉਹ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਲੈ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ?
Only the student who does his part in the studies, who goes to the school and who learns his lesson and does everything according to the instructions of his teacher, only he can please his teacher on him. If he doesn't do his part, instead he involves himself in the drugs and the bad things. If he's not regular in his school, he does not do his work, how can he expect his teacher to become pleased with him?
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਤਦ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਅਗਰ ਤੜਪ, ਪਿਆਰ, ਸ਼ੌਕ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਦੇ ਇਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਆ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਮਨ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਚੌਕਸ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਕਾਲ ਦਾ ਏਜੰਟ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਹਥਿਆਰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਲੱਗ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੋਈ ਮੌਕਾ ਹੱਥ ਤੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਣ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਗਾ। ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਮਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਪਿਆਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਦਬਕਾਇਆ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਉਸ ਰਸਤੇ ਤੋਂ ਆਲਸ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਆਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਸੂਰਮੇ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇਸ ਰਸਤੇ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਲਗਨ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਵੇਲੇ, ਅਗਰ ਉਤਨੀ ਲਗਨ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਬਣਾਈ ਰੱਖੇ, ਉਤਨੀ ਤੜਪ ਬਣਾਈ ਰੱਖੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਤਰਨਾ, ਤਾਂ ਐਸੇ ਸਤਸੰਗੀ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਹੈ। ਕਰੋੜਾਂ ਹੋਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਅਗਰ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਕਮਾਏ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕਣੀ ਦੇਵੇ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਪਾਰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ।
We should maintain the love and yearning we had on the very first day when we met the master and received the initiation. You know that we had the love and yearning, and that is why we came to the master, that is why the encouragement, the inspiration to receive the Naam initiation came in our heart. So just like we had the yearning in the very beginning, we should always maintain that. But what happens after we receive the initiation, our mind comes in between us and the master, and he creates all sorts of barriers. Sometimes he comes to us like a dear friend of ours, and he tries to convince us not to follow the path of the masters. If you do not give into that, then he becomes our enemy, and sometimes he threatens us and he brings all sorts of difficulties for us, and somehow he takes us away from the path. But here we are like a warrior, and we should always be like a warrior facing our mind and the forces of the negative power if we want to become successful in this path. And we should always maintain the love and the yearning. Kabir Sahib says that if the love and the yearning is maintained, what to talk about his own liberation? He can liberate millions of other souls.
ਜੈਸੇ ਲਵ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਲੱਗੀ ਤੈਸੀ ਨਿਭ ਹੈ ਓੜ, ਆਪਣੀ ਦੇਹ ਦੀ ਕਿਆ ਗਤ ਤਾਰੇ ਪੁਰਸ਼ ਕਰੋੜ।
If the love and the yearning which one had in the very beginning is maintained, what to talk about his own liberation? Such a person can liberate millions of other souls.
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੇਵ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਕੋਟ ਉਧਾਰਦਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲਾ ਇੱਕ ਕਣੀ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਲਿਬਰੇਟਸ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਜਸਟ ਵਨ ਸਮਾਲ ਸਪਾਰਕ ਆਫ ਦ ਨਾਮ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਕੀ ਗਤ ਸਭਸੇ ਭਾਰੀ, ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਕੋਟਨ ਜੀਵ ਉਧਾਰੀ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਹੈਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਦੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਈ, ਦ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਲਿਬਰੇਟਸ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ।
ਸੋ
The closing bhajan is on page 48. O Guru Kirpal, we have your support. Separation from you troubles me daily. Without Naam, I have no comfort. Your Naam rains down everywhere. With every breath, I remember you. Without you, I am not worth a penny. O my merciful to the poor ones, it is all your grace. I bore the taunts and criticism. Without you, who can remove the pain? O my true friend, shower grace on me. Together the friends remember you. Your Naam is talked about everywhere. You are unreachable, endless, and limitless. The servant Ajayib remembers you and with every breath sings the Naam of the Guru. You have blessed the infinite store of Naam. O Guru Kirpal, we have your support. Bhajan of Sanchis on page 48. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Teri Judai Nit Satave. Teri Judai Nit Satave. Naam Bina Menu Chena Na Ave. Naam Bina Menu Chena Na Ave. Tere Hi Naam Da Chaliyam Puhara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Har Dam Teri Main Yaad Manava. Har Dam Teri Main Yaad Manava. Tere Bina Mul Kordi Na Paava. Tere Bina Mul Kordi Na Paava. Teri Deya Mere Din Diyara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Tani Mene Jali Sari. Tani Mene Jali Sari. Tere Bina Dukh Kon Nivare. Tere Bina Dukh Kon Nivare. Mehar Kari Mere Sachyaan Ho Yara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Ral Mil Yaad Manon Dion Saiyan. Ral Mil Yaad Manon Dion Saiyan. Naam Tere Diya Dum Paiyan. Naam Tere Diya Dum Paiyan. Tua Parampara Agama Apara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara. Das Ajaib Yaad Manave. Das Ajaib Yaad Manave. Har Dam Naam Guru Dagave. Har Dam Naam Guru Dagave. Te Bakshyon Naam Atut Bandara. Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara.
Guru Kirpal Ji Tera Sahara.
With every breath, I remember you. Without you, I am not worth a penny. O my merciful to the poor ones, it is all your grace. The servant Ajayab remembers you, and with every breath sings the Naam of the Guru. You have blessed the infinite store of Naam. O Guru Kirpal, we have your support. And that will end the satsang. May God bless us all.